U.S.-Pakistani relations hit a snag following a U.S. airstrike which killed 11 Pakistani soldiers on Tuesday. The attack took place along the volatile Afghan border in the Momand tribal region. U.S. strikes inside Pakistani territory now happen on virtually a daily basis. Unmanned drones have killed scores of people over the past 2 years. The U.S. claims that in this instance, the attack was coordinated with the Pakistani army. But Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani registered a strong protest.
So I said that you should immediately protest. And I am also with you, who are present here. हम भरपूर इसकी मुदम्मत करते हैं और हम यही चाहते हैं कि हमारी हम इस मुल्क की सॉवरेनिटी के लिए, इस मुल्क की डिग्निटी के लिए, इस मुल्क की सेल्फ रिस्पेक्ट के लिए हम स्टैंड लेंगे और हम इजाज़त नहीं देते कि हमारी सॉयल इस्तेमाल हो और हम इसको मुकम्मल तौर पर कंडेम करते हैं.
U.S. Defense Press Secretary Jeff Morrell claimed it was a justified strike on the unit that had initiated the attacks.
In these early hours after this strike, every indication we have is that this was a legitimate strike against forces that had attacked members of the coalition.
The already fragile relationship between the U.S. and the newly elected Pakistani parliament is now even more precarious. Some say that President Parvez Musharraf brokered a deal with the U.S. to allow military strikes within Pakistan's borders. The airstrike coincides with a recent report by the RAND Corporation that says that members of Pakistan's intelligence services often directly assist groups such as the Taliban, a claim strongly rejected by Pakistani officials.